and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, of the National Intel Report on this 26th day of April. That's right, it's Tuesday already. Let me see, a fourth of this year gone. January, February, March, April, yeah. A fourth of this year gone, ladies and gentlemen, of 2005. I still say that we've already been recorded, and we're on the VCR of life, and some little sucker has stepped up and hit the fast-forward button. Palm Beach Post does this story by Robert P. King. Fed's weather information could go dark. Do you want a seven-day weather forecast for your zip code? Or how about an hour-by-hour predictions of temperature, wind speed, humidity, and chance of rain? Or weather data beamed to your cell phone? The information is available for free from the National Weather Service, but under a bill pending in the U.S. Senate, it all might disappear. The bill, introduced last week by Senator Rick Santorum, a Republican out of Pennsylvania, would prohibit federal meteorologists from competing with companies such as AccuWeather and the Weather Channel, which offer their own forecasts through paid services and free ad-supported websites. Supporters say the bill wouldn't hamper the Weather Service or the National Hurricane Center from alerting the public to hazards. In fact, it exempts forecasts meant to protect life and property. But critics say the bill's wording is so vague that they can't tell exactly what it would ban. I believe I've paid for that data once. I don't have to pay for it again, said Scott Bradner, a technical consultant at Harvard University. He says that he reads the bill. As he reads it, a vast amount of federal weather data could be forced offline. The National Weather Service website would have to go away, Bradner says. What would be permitted under this bill is not clear. It doesn't say, even including hurricanes. Now, the decision of what information to remove would be up to the Commerce Secretary, Carlos Gutierrez, possibly followed in the event of legal challenges by a federal judge. A spokesman for Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat out of Florida, said the bill threatens to push the Weather Service back to the pre-internet era, a questionable move in light of four hurricanes that struck the state last year. Yeah. Nelson serves on the Senate Commerce Committee and has been assigned to consider the bill. The Weather Service proved so instrumental and popular and helpful in the wake of the hurricanes. How can you make an argument that we should put it off the net right now, says Nelson spokesman Don McLaughlin. What are you going to do, change hurricane victims' charging to go online or give them a pop-up ad? But Barry Myers, AccuWeather's executive vice president, said the bill would improve public safety by making the Weather Service devote its efforts to hurricanes, tsunamis, and other dangers, rather than duplicating products are already available in the private sector. The National Weather Service is not focused on what its core mission should be, which is protecting other people's lives and property, said Myers, whose company is based in State College, Pennsylvania. Instead, he said, it spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year, every day, producing forecasts of warm and sunny. It never rains in Georgia. We'll take the break. We'll be back. More news and information and your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
Wait, My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Alan in Texas. Hello, Alan.
John, hi. It's good to hear you out here. I'm out here rolling around. I hope the cell phone works for us today.
Yeah, you're coming in good. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, it seems like every time, you know, I get off of one kick, I find something else. They're coming at us at some other angle here, and I'm off on some other, you know, new activity trying to keep up with these folks that seem to be ruining this thing for us. And what I ran into a couple weeks ago, somebody told me about a gig going on here in Austin, and it was going to be multiple presentations of a movie called The Future of Food. Have you heard about that one yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, it's on genetically modified foods, and apparently the rest of the world has caught on to this thing. As far as I had ever heard of, you know, we had problems with dying monarch butterflies and maybe some nutritional problems. I had no idea until I saw this movie how devastating the genetically altered foods are and the length that Monsanto, who is our government, and this was what really scared me, was that the fellows who are working at Monsanto jump back and forth to government positions, in and out of the Department of Agriculture, and then back to Monsanto, and then into the Food and Drug Administration, and then back to Monsanto. So these companies virtually are our government regulating agencies in these areas of food manipulation. Now, the frightening thing, when we started looking in this movie, they showed the stuff that we haven't been allowed to see here in the United States. And that was that most all of the corn we're eating, the potatoes that we're eating, the soybeans that we're using are all genetically modified now, and that the experiments that they did on animals, these poor animals, their stomachs bled, their intestines bled, their organs grew to unusual sizes, cell reproduction was happening on a greatly accelerated rate, which usually means pre-cancer in our systems. And so that's the stuff that they're feeding us now. And one of the other things that was happening with these potatoes was that is that the immune systems of these animals are severely affected. Now, as soon as this fellow started bringing this up, who was hired to look into this study, did some real good research. As soon as he discovered all this stuff, he was fired, right? So, I mean, that's kind of what's going on out there. And now we need to, you know, we've got a whole new angle here that we need to be looking at. So, if I may, John, that movie is showing again tonight in Austin for free, and there's free food too if you want to stop in and have a snack. But it is it's called The Future of Food, and it's showing behind Highland Mall on Highland Mall Boulevard at the Habitat Suites.
Okay, give us that again.
It's behind Highland Mall. And free food at 5:45, 6, 6:15. And then at about 6:15, 6:30, the movie will start on Highland Mall Boulevard behind Highland Mall. That's off Middle Fiskville Road up near Serrano's where the Truth Seekers meet. And that'll go on. There will be discussion afterwards at 8. And there will be several other showings of this coming up over the next couple of months that I'll help keep you filled in on. But, you know, I started thinking, well, you know, this is just a little too convenient for these fellows to have these modified foods that are going to make the rest of us more susceptible, less immune to these weird diseases that are cropping up all over the place now. So where, and I've heard people say this before, and at first I thought it was just paranoid. I thought, pardon me, when I heard that, yeah, they would like to have all these diseases around, and they would like to have really strong immune systems, and like for us to all have weakened immune systems for a convenient depopulation program, and I thought, oh, that sounded kind of paranoid. But now that I'm looking at what has gone on and how we've been snowed, and now 80% of our food on the shelves out there in the stores has got this stuff in it. I mean, it's, you know, you know how I'm always harping, John, we need to be growing our own food.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's getting scary. It is getting scary.
Well, Alan, this is what you get when you have the unholy alliance between corporations that have grown so large and could wield so much money and a government that's conducive, as you stated, you know, it's... Rumsfeld has hopped in and out of the private sector and in government. The people at Monsanto have done the same thing, and it's whether we like it or not. And of course, because there's so much money behind all of this, that everybody walks on eggshells. Everybody's afraid to say anything because of retribution, you know, because of telling the truth maybe on these subjects.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, life is short. I mean, how you know, for you got to stand up, John. You know, if we're around here for another 5 to 15 years or another 30 years. That's a snap of a finger difference. You know, we got to fight these people. And there was actually a fellow, a journalist from India that was over here a couple of months ago at UT I went and listened to, and he talked about the Coke Corporation in India that had been given the rights to, I don't know, 30 million liters of water a month to make Coca-Cola, while the farmers were being deprived of that water, and they had 3,000 suicides.
What you
farmers that lost their farms?
Alan, you mean to tell me that we can have Coke and a smile, but can't have food?
Yeah. Well, what his point was that the next war is going to be people on corporations. He said you're going to see bombs being lobbed at Coke trucks in India, And there's no telling what we're going to see here in the United States once the word gets out who the beast really is. We've got an ID on him now. We've got a target.
Have a Coke and a smile, and you can't even eat your genetically modified food because we ain't got any water to grow it with.
Right.
What a wonderful deal.
Yeah. Well, anyways, yeah. I hope to see some friends up there at Habitat Suites behind Highland Mall Boulevard, about 6 o'clock, 6:15 tonight.
All righty.
And I'll look forward to talking with you again soon, John.
Okay. Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
All righty. By the way, folks, there is Chris Simcox is up on Capitol Hill this afternoon giving testimony about the vigilantes. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Bush called them. About the Minutemen that are on the border. And CNN did a story today, had him on live. I've got to get one of those TiVo things to tape this stuff because it was great. We had our talking head on CNN trying to paint this as being a vigilante group and, of course, using all the same slam words. And Simcox did a great job of not going on the attack and not necessarily going on to the defensive. He's becoming quite savvy and doing interviews, and he got the information out. And we'll see what follows out of this. I'm going to try to track this down to see if I can find the proceedings, and I doubt very much it'll be on C-SPAN, but maybe it will, because this is an issue that even the talking heads and the mainstream media has talked about, but only to try to spin it. You know, Simcox says, you know, that vigilantes, no, we're not vigilantes. He says, you know, last year alone, 1.1 million, that's 1,100,000 illegals, walked through my section of Arizona alone. So they talked about expanding this thing, and it's starting up again this fall, and they're going to expand to all four states. Also, they've got 15,000 volunteers that are rotating in on a regular basis, and the numbers are swelling. He says, we're going to do this until they put the National Guard on our borders to make our country safe. So my hat's off to Chris Simcox and everybody that has been involved in this, whether it had been Ranch Rescue or anybody else, any other organization, and especially the volunteers. You know, it's a sad day in America, ladies and gentlemen, that we have got to do what their federal government refuses to do. And, of course, we know why this is going on. They want to balkanize America. You know, they want to turn it into the modern-day Babylon. You know, this is exactly what's going on. I mean, you see news stories rife on the media is about ethnic cleansing. Well, why do you think they're discussing the subject of ethnic cleansing? Because these people have been invaded, and they're trying to cut out a cancer. But the medias call it ethnic cleansing. See, this is what they accuse Slobodan Milosevic of. This is what they've accused Saddam Hussein of doing. But in stronger terms, because we had to put a bigger, badder moniker on this guy, part of the Axis of Evil. Ooh, such an evil dictator. You know, I'll tell you what. I would feel safer living next door to Saddam Hussein than I would George W. Bush. Sad to say, but it's true. Group cites Rumsfeld. Mm-hmm. Group cites Rumsfeld and Tenet in abuses. This showed up in my hometown newspaper here, the Austin Un-American Statesman, in the World and Nation section on the 24th, which was day before yesterday. New York, a human rights watchdog group wants a criminal investigation of senior U.S. intelligence and military officials who it says may have condoned or ignored the abuse of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, and other locations. The report by Human Rights Watch accuses Defense Secretary Donnie Rumsfeld and former CIA Director George Tenet of trying to pass blame for the abuse to military subordinates and individual U.S. soldiers. Human Rights Watch took no stance on the ultimate culpability of the officials, but said an investigation by a special prosecutor was warranted. This pattern of abuse across several countries did not result from the acts of individual soldiers who broke the rules, said Reed Brody, special counsel for the group. It resulted from decisions made by senior U.S. officials to bend, ignore, or cast aside rules. More on the story right after this break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
According to the Human Rights Watchdog Group, it says that the report also calls for investigations of Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the former senior U.S. commander in Iraq, and Major General Jeffrey Miller, former commander of U.S. detention facility at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The Army announced Friday that it had cleared Sanchez of allegations of wrongdoing. This is the fox guarding the hen house, folks. In connection with Abu Ghraib, and he said he would not be, they said he wouldn't be punished. Three officers who were among Sanchez's top deputies during the period of the prison abuse in 2003 also have been cleared. An Army Reserve one-star general has been reprimanded. Ooh, bad boy. The outcome of cases involving seven other senior Army officers was not immediately known. None of the 10 investigations done so far has concluded that Rumsfeld was directly at fault. The Human Rights Watch report says coercive interrogation techniques authorized by Rumsfeld for use at Guantanamo Bay spread not only to Abu Ghraib, but to sites throughout Iraq, Afghanistan, and other secret locations. The techniques included using guard dogs to frighten prisoners, putting prisoners in stressful positions, and removing their clothes, the report said. It was much more than that, and thank you, Austin American Statesman, for such a fine job of your editorial expertise. We know better. Keep trying, guys. Maybe you'll get somebody to buy your rag. They can't even give this thing away. What an amazing thing. I think we need another newspaper. And now I'm not talking about the Austin Chronicle either. I think we need another newspaper in Austin, Texas. Boy, there now there's an idea, huh? Department, Department of Justice doubles use of sneak and peek searches. The Department of Justice has reportedly almost doubled the number of so-called sneak and peek searches under provisions of the Patriot Act, which has come under fire recently from broad coalitions of civil rights and gun rights organizations. According to the Boston Globe, the Justice Department has been using a high number of delayed notification searches over the past 22 months. These searches are conducted at a person's home or business without them knowing about it for weeks or perhaps months. These searches are conducted under warrants, but judges have so far not denied any such warrant request. As Gun Week reported in the past issue, the Patriots to Restore Checks and Balances, the PRCB, recently held a press conference in Washington, D.C. to announce its efforts to convince Congress that a review of certain Patriot Act tenets should be conducted. Supporting that effort are the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Other organizations joining the coalition include the American Civil Liberties Union, the American for Tax Reform, the American Conservative Union, American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, the American Policy Center, and Eagle Forum. That's Phyllis Schlafly's group, and Brad Jansen, an adjunct scholar at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Three members of the National Rifle Association Board of Directors are involved in the PRCB effort. Former Congressman Bob Barr, ACU chairman, I'll find my tongue today, David Keene, and ATR president Grover Norquist, but the NRA is not part of the coalition. Well, go figure on that one. When the DOJ revealed that it has been using so many sneak and peek warrants, a spokesman for the ACLU told the Globe that this confirms our worst fears. As it turns out, such warrants, while initially enacted to fight terrorism, can be used for other investigations not related to terrorism. According to the newspaper, between October 26, 2001 and April 1st of 2003, DOJ investigators got 47 sneak and peek warrants amounting to nearly three every month. From April 1st of 2003 through January 21st of this year, the DOJ asked for 108 such warrants, amounting to nearly five such requests each and every month. Of particular concern to civil rights and privacy activists like Barr, the Patriot Act provision allowing sneak and peek warrants lets investigators covertly seize property so long as the judge issuing the warrant believes that it is reasonably necessary to the investigation. The ACLU, according to the Boston newspaper, is concerned that these searches are increasingly being used in cases that do not involve terrorism investigations. We knew that, ACLU. Start listening to the program. We'll give you the blow-by-blow accounts. Congress must insist on receiving more detailed information on each of these searches and why each was necessary, according to the ACLU. Now, the ACLU should be saying, no, stop the searches, throw that provision out. Not that we need more detailed information. ACLU. Norman Finkelstein's new book enrages Alan Dershowitz. Oh, Alan's upset. Let's find out why. The American historian Norman, according to Julian Hanich of the Tagesspiegel, and I've got to give them due on this. The American historian Norman Finkelstein, or Stein if you prefer, whose book The Holocaust Industry provoked a fierce debate in Germany 4 years ago, is creating a new furor. That's F-U-R-O-R. These are protests in the USA against the publication of his new book, Beyond Chutzpah, on the misuse of anti-Semitism and the abuse of history. Finkelstein plans to bring the book out in August through the University of California Press. The attorney and Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz has, however, expressed his vigorous reservations against Finkelstein's book in a number of letters to the publishers as well as to the California governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's legal department. This would be a scandal equal to Holocaust denial, Dershowitz told the Tagesspiegel. More on the story after this break. I'm sorry, Alan's upset.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called carpal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calf ache, I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Alan is upset. What to do, what to do. In his new book, Finkelstein attacks the new anti-Semitism. Primarily, however, it is about the dishonesty in the research on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As it is called in one of the publisher's synopsis, the point being, the criticism is aimed at no other than Alan Dershowitz. Finkelstein makes serious allegations against Dershowitz's book, The Case for Israel, which has recently appeared in Germany, throughout Europa, Verlag, and called in an intelligent argument by the New York Times. Finkelstein maintains that Dershowitz symptomatically distorted facts. On the basis of these accusations, the publishers employed six expert appraisers on the book. The spring publishing date, which had been planned, thus to be postponed, Dershowitz announced that he planned to sue Finkelstein for libel. The representative of the University of California Press said that there had been interest in Beyond Chutzpah, expressed in Germany, and that negotiations are in process with Piper Verlag, which has published the translation of Finkelstein's The Holocaust Industry. Meanwhile, Finkelstein has received support from Noam Chomsky, the linguist and radical critic of the American and Israeli foreign policies called Beyond Chutzpah. He called the book a very solid, important, and highly informative book. Dershowitz, on the other hand, says the book can be published, but by a neo-Nazi publisher and not a university. Allen really is displeased. Finkelstein's readership comprises primarily of neo-Nazi and fanatics, says Dershowitz. Of course it does. With Finkelstein and Chomsky, who criticize, and Dershowitz, who defends Israel, two factions of American Judaism collide. Moreover, there seems to be a personal feud between Finkelstein and Dershowitz. It goes back to the Case for Israel, during which time Finkelstein and Dershowitz clashed fiercely during a radio discussion. Yeah, I'll bet they did. Well, let's take a tour around the world here. Yeah, let's do the Rumsfeld surrounding Iran with new bases. Yes, the further conquest. You know, the British did it in the Middle East, so why not the U.S.? Let's kill a whole bunch of people and just make it our own. This is from Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, just a couple of days ago. Rumsfeld surrounding Iran with new bases. What was the purpose of Donald Rumsfeld's visit to Azerbaijan and Kyrgyzstan last week? Azerbaijan, I should say. According to Alex Jones News Service, there was no official statement on the agenda of the meeting with top Azerbaijan government officials. But the very next day, the commander of NATO forces in Europe, General Johns, issued a statement in the local press saying that the U.S. planned to deploy military bases in the Caspian region in order to ensure regional security. Well, we've had Carl Schwartz on this program that laid out exactly where these bases were going to be. Azerbaijan is seen to be one of the launch pads for launching an attack on Iran, which some see coming as early as June. Local analysts say that the deal was already, but all tied up in Rumsfeld's visit was simply part of the finalization process. The U.S. has been quietly expanding military bases all over Central Asia, but particularly in the south surrounding Iran. We can discount U.S. denials that there is no intention to attack Iran, as strangely reminiscent of George Bush's denials that he had no intention of invading Iraq. My Israeli sources say that the IDF is preparing against a multi-nation Arab attack on Israel in 2006. The U.S. intervention of Iran and Syria may be either fomenting that conflict or attempting to cut both countries down to size beforehand. Now, it does appear that U.S. and British bloc operations are trying to cause social unrest in Iran in order to destabilize the country and provide an excuse to intervene. Al Jazeera has been banned from the country for supposedly publishing inflammatory material, leading to recent riots in Iran among the country's Arab minority. According to various reports, these people have died in ethnic clashes in Iran's southwestern Kyrgyzstan province over the past few days. What Al Jazeera actually did was become the first to broadcast the news of the demonstrations, thus alerting the rest of the Arab world to the growing unrest in Iran's Kyrgyzstan region. But it also called upon other Arabs to join in peaceful demonstrations to act in solidarity with others. The Iranians feel this is provocative. Now, it might well be, despite the fact that Arabs make up only 3% of the population of Iran. Keep in mind that Al Jazeera has roots in a BBC outfit from London that was known to be a front for British intelligence. On the subject of U.S. hypocrisy, he says, I must continually point out to my readers that a huge gap in consistency between U.S. policies toward Iran and North Korea. As the AP commented, the United States has repeatedly said it has no intention to attack the North and has sought to convince Pyongyang to return to international disarmament talks that had, what a reading day, folks, that have been on hold since last June. Why the double standard? Well, Iran isn't anywhere near as dangerous to the world as North Korea, which already has missiles capable of reaching parts of the U.S. In point of fact, North Korea continually flaunts its claim of increasing production of nuclear weapons, and still the U.S. pledges not to intervene, but for some reason the North Koreans are bargaining for something more than U.S. verbal assurance of non-aggression. And let me stop here, folks. Everybody in that country, in North Korea, by the way, they cite what the Americans did in Germany after World War II. Our troops are still there. What they are afraid, man, woman, and child in North Korea, and this is what they believe, that the United States is going to attack Korea and occupy their country. They believe this. This is what everybody over there says is going to happen. But for some reason, the North Koreans, as I said, are bargaining for something more than U.S. verbal assurance of non-aggression. Now, the AP story continues saying North Korea said Thursday that the international standoff over its nuclear ambitions could be resolved if the United States gives up what Pyongyang alleges are its plans to overthrow the communist regime by a nuclear attack. Apparently, it hasn't been lost on Pyongyang that Cuba secretly received such written assurances from the U.S. that Cuba would not be attacked or undermined politically. North Korea wants the same thing in writing. The U.S. is, and why not do it? If you don't have any intentions of attacking their country and occupying it, hey, put pen to paper. Put it in writing. If this is going to calm their little fears and possibly get them back to a negotiating table. But I'll tell you what, there's not going to be any real negotiations. Let me throw my cell phone in the trash can. Apparently, it hasn't been lost on me. interruptions. Yeah, I mean, seriously, folks, this is what they're afraid of over there. So how to calm the fears, and would you do this? And I understand North Korea and who and what they are, but would you, in fact, if you were the leader of North Korea in a communist country, I'm asking you to, it's okay, they won't call back, thanks. Would you, as a leader of a country, no matter if it was communist or not, would you, if you had any nuclear weapons and you were facing a country that, well, developed the product, wonderful product that it is, would you want to disarm? If that was your fear, that you were going to be attacked and occupied, why would you want to give up your nuclear weapons? Because that would be the only deterrent against attacks. See, we're in this gray shaded area since World War II, ladies and gentlemen. The reason why we haven't had another world war, or the globalists have not been able to pull this off, because we finally created a weapon that literally could cook every man, woman, and child, cricket, and cockroach on this planet to about medium rare and make basically the planet uninhabitable for, you know, a long time to come. We finally created a weapon that people are afraid to use, because once that chain of events starts, that would mean either the destruction, the mass destruction of the entire planet and its inhabitants, or put a pretty good dent in it. Now, I'm not arguing for or against nuclear weapons here. I'm just saying that it's a deterrent that has worked against world war again. You know, this is why the chaos makers, this is where they come in. You know, before we came up with this wonderful little bomb, you know, it was world war with conventional weapons. You know, a lot of planes and guns and explosives and all kinds of war support stuff. I mean, it was great money to be made. Who cares? We have an endless supply of the target, human beings. They can always get together and make more of them. Now, the larger question here Joel Skousen is asking, he says, a question I'm often asked about U.S. attack on Iran is how Russia, an ally of Iran, would react to such an attack. My answer is to remember Russia's betrayal of Iraq, of which it was an ally. He says, I think Russia will sacrifice Iran and or Syria as well. Doing so furthers Russia's long-range goal of painting the U.S. as a bully of the world, eventually justifying Russia's long-planned preemptive nuclear strike on America. That will forever change the world's balance of power. And if we don't get rid of our nuclear weapons, it's going to eliminate Russia as well. The only reason Russia might react otherwise, if it intends for a larger Middle East war to serve as a flashpoint for the Russia-China attack on the West and ensuring World War III. In that case, would we see the Iran-Syria-Egypt coalition strike back with missiles both at U.S. forces in Iraq and at Israel? I think, however, this is still too early for that big war. Watch out during the next decade when China will reach mega power status. And let me inject something here. You know, again, I'll go back to what our wonderful politicians in Washington, D.C. decided to do. Oh, that's right. Let's open up the trade doors with China. Let's allow all of their goods to flow into this country, run about $500 billion deficit every year, and that's not going to change. People over there aren't really interested in buying American goods, you know, because we have this thing, they're just too expensive. We don't have enough slave labor around here. Well, maybe wait another 5 or 10 years till we bring in another 30 or maybe 60 million illegal Mexicans and Central Americans and South Americans. Maybe we'll have a cheap labor pool then, and then maybe we can deal with China with slave labor. But as it stands right now, we can't. But what is happening right now is all this wonderful trade and all these billions of dollars that China is raking in right now. That's right. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, we are building the next boogeyman on the face of the planet. Now, as the story goes, well, we broke the back of communism in Russia because, well, quite frankly, we outspent them. Or more importantly, Ronald Reagan did during the Cold War. We had an escalation of all kinds of neat, nifty military stuff and basically broke the back of Russia because they couldn't compete. Why? Because they didn't have an economic engine like we had in this country. Well, what economic engine? That's like pouring rocket fuel down a carbureted engine. Well, it's going to go like crazy for a few turns, and then it just blows apart. Basically, that's what we've done in this country, folks. Aside from the funny money system that, managed properly, could have lasted a little bit longer, No, we just spent ourselves right into an oblivion that we can never crawl out of. So, did it work? Yeah, temporarily. But that's like, I can't even think of a proper analogy. I mean, you got a gangrenous finger, so you decide to cut off a whole arm. I mean, rice in Russia, and I'm not talking about the long grain or Uncle Ben's kind. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice put out dozens of mixed signals concerning Russia during her two-day visit to the country, voicing concerns and provocations on one hand and claiming words on the other. Reuters reported Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, which I refer to as being the Black Frankenstein, on Tuesday called the Kremlin's tight grip on power and the media very worrying and urged Russian President Vladimir Putin not to cling on to power beyond his present term. Condi's making suggestions to Vladimir Putin that he may not want to stay in power over in Russia? What are you going to threaten him with? Moving in next door in a condo? Of course, the later caution is a red herring, as neither Putin nor Yeltsin before him are the real leaders in Russia. They cover the former communist leaders like Boris, and I can never say this guy's name, Berezovsky, there we go, and I won't repeat that again, I got it out once, and other wealthy exiles who made themselves wealthy by signing over large blocks of Russian industry to themselves before going underground. Now, Rice continued, she said the centralization of state power in the presidency at the expense of countervailing institutions like the Duma, that's the parliament in the lower house over there in Russia, or an independent judiciary is clearly very worrying. Savvy Russian watchers have always known, however, that the majority of opposition parties in Russia are also controlled entities, like Solidarity was in Poland. Real dissidents are relegated to small parties that are never allowed to gain a large following. Sound like the United States? Libertarians? Constitution Party? Same thing. Then, when Russia reacted with feigned offense at the secretary's remarks, she responded with soothing words. Can you imagine this woman soothing anybody? The AP quoted her as saying that there is a considerable amount of individual freedom in Russia nowadays, just like there is here, right, Condi? One can't imagine reverting back to Soviet times. Wow, we're moving more towards Soviet times, folks. We're already there. She went even further, according to Reuters, claiming that despite serious setbacks to Russian democracy, there is no sign that the country is poised to return to its totalitarian past. No sign? Well, what world does she live in? There are, in fact, no signs of real democracy in Russia. Worse, there is, by the way, no real democracy, folks. And I wish that Mr. Skousen would point that out. But for the sake of the story, I'll continue. Worse, the U.S. seems to be not so subtly sowing the seeds of future unrest within most of the former Soviet states still under the yoke of Russia's euphemistically named Commonwealth of Independent States. Look at the Ukraine, now Belarus. Now, as the Washington Times reported, the United States and its NATO allies ventured into the former Soviet Union yesterday, where Secretary of State Condi Rice clashed with a Russian counterpart at the close of a tough trip that it contrasted sharply with her February visit to Europe. With the alliance holding its first high-level meeting with ex-Soviet soil, Ms. Rice took time to meet with opposition leaders of Belarus, one of the ex-Soviet states that has a rabid communist as a leader, by the way, a nation heavily dependent on Russian economic aid. Now, while it may be difficult and long and at times even far away, there will be a road to democracy in Belarus. We admire your courage and we admire your dedication, she says, and we want you all to know you are in our thoughts. Last thing that I want this woman doing is even thinking about me. Now, Rice told a group of seven dissidents who drove from the Belarus capital of Minsk for the meeting that no small provocation to Russia, even though almost all dissidents the U.S. chooses to meet with are plants provided by Moscow. And Vaclav Havel turned out to be a phony velvet revolution in Czechoslovakia. Once again, despite the soothing words, it appears that there is a global strategy to antagonize Russia into someday striking out at the West and simultaneously facilitating that strike. We'll take the break and conclude this broadcast today. It's been tough for me today, folks. I've had weapons of mass destruction here at the network. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Night train.
night train. Ice cube and dark green shines like starlight.
We didn't get to our top 10 war profiteers of 2004. Of course, that was last year. I'm sure this will hold for a few more days. I want to remind folks that all the portable aeronizers, you know, a lot of you folks out there have bought these things. A lot of you folks haven't, and you've wanted to. Well, here's your chance. The HVAC one and the portable aeronizers, these air purifiers are on, purifiers are on air. Boy, hang in there, John. 2.5 minutes to go. Until the end of April, which is just 4 days away. Now, prices will increase as of May 1st, so get your orders in now. And you need to call 877-605-9200 or go to the online store at rbnlive.com. Now, the other products we're offering is the Imperial Berkey. That's on sale for $315, folks. See, the normal Berkey that's being sold now, the Berkey Light, it's a real good unit, real attractive little unit, but that goes for $259, and I think it's $279 with the base, lighted base. But for $315, you can get the stainless steel model with six super sterile filters that holds 5 gallons of water and can filter up to 120 gallons per day. Now, the Crown Berkey, which is the bigger one, the biggest one that Berkey makes, is on sale for $375, comes with 8 filters, holds 6.25 gallons, and can filter up to 165 gallons a day. Now, that's sale priced out at $375. This is a massive reduction in price, folks, so take advantage of that. And again, a reminder that products sold by this network help to pay for the expenses associated with running a network. And, of course, your donations are needed and appreciated here at RBN. We even have a donation page up there. So if you want us to continue, folks, consider that. You know, we all need stuff in our lives. We all have to drink water. You know, a lot of people out there are still buying bottled water. A lot of people are making the mistake of drinking reverse osmosis water or distilled water, which has no natural minerals in it at all. What the Berkey does is it simply just removes the nasty stuff, the pathogens, the bacteria, the viruses in the water, removes taste and odors and all that other stuff. Wonderful units. So take advantage of it. Give us a call at 877-605-9200. That'll do it for me today. I'll try to fix my dentures in place so they don't slip and I don't stumble through another 2 hours. Folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with another edition of the National Intel Report tomorrow. Take all our money and spend it abroad. We must take America back. We need brand new schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.